David And I again use that term, they should again partake vicious truth. Nothing wanted without that either. Full of heavenly wonder and sorrow, love, joy, peace. Fourth phenomenon, examine yourself in the light of this thought. You enjoy these truths. Very wonderful it is to me, and indeed it has been a subject of much spirituality and the admiration of my spirit to the Lord for his wisdom and goodness concerning bound cross judgment. Thirdly, that dear Mr. Kemp came, he was all settled before the chapel was finished building. And on the opening day, the opening services, he said himself, the Lord's soul came into this sanctuary and to the ministry of my predecessor, William Bryan. He said the chapel was consecrated from that day, and it is remaining consecrated. And it means this, to spell it out from this aspect, that these precious fruits have been on this table of the gospel ever since. Now, how many of you can say, yes, it is delicious, you will, if you know love, joy, peace, in your soul. Let us then emphasize and underline this. It is the Lord's pleasure that his people should share in all that he enjoys, in his exaltation and enthronement. It's a wonderful thought. It's a glorious truth. This came out in our subject, in our own pulpit yesterday. My peace I give unto you. Let me bring to you a very simple illustration. An illustration that is based upon the purpose of God in building families on the earth. Now then, very vast. A dear loving family, husband and wife, dear parents, happily united in much love and fidelity, and the children. Now, one thing that always attains, that is, whatever they have, the parents, the father, the mother, whatever they have to enjoy, they share with their children. And the dear Lord shares everything with his children. His joy, his peace, he shares with them. Take it home, assimilate it. It will be for your solid joy and peace and comfort to the journey of life. He gives you what he is joy. That is, the Son of God incarnate, the man Christ Jesus, that Lord is. And so his joy, yes, he was sharing his joy. And we do not have to wait until we are released from the body. He will give you many sweet foretastes. Oh, precious fruits of the land, grapes of Eshcol, think of all those fruits. And so, we get these 4 days to what we will enjoy in a glorious measure in heaven, here in love, and what is joy. Let me then just demonstrate from what I read the rest in that Some of them may be mind-free, some made it, that there are those magazines. And there was something that caused me anxiety. And in a much remarkable way, as I committed it to the Lord, the Lord took it right out of my hands. So I didn't have to do anything. We never stopped it. We did it. And I really just looked on with astonishment and wonder at the faithfulness of my friend and father and king. Now you see, he said, "Look, the battle is the Lord. He runs and seeks for him." No interruption. But go out. For the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your force and your glory. And may thy feet have been buried there. It's not incredible that he said that all the armies the singers, the percentages, the cry for beauty and holiness, the cry for law, for his mercy and your prayer, and the Lord cry for law. You say, what an honor! You think of wonder of it. I feel in delivering this word tonight, and the Lord knows why. The Lord appears to you in your soul. You will set the singers in front of the army to praise the beauty of holiness. And when they commence to sing, the Lord set the ambush to these people with no absence of it. And on the mount, see it. Now you see, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't be demonstrated. Now we're taking our arms. Are these fighting men going to us? No. These singers. Praise the Lord. They must have been full of joy. Praise the Lord in your own. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I am, and have been for many years, interested in medicine, as you probably know, and I'm interested in therapy, and especially in its application to the things of the spirit. And let me just give you, shall I say, one very simple panacea if the Lord leads you into it for your illness. It is in the Bible. The truth of God is joy, you see. Now you may say, I have many anxieties and cares and sorrows, and you know one therapy will happen. Does it come to your mind? Let us quote. To make his saints his joy with you. It is all in the same blessed counsel there. And sing their cares away. The Lord shall make his goodness dance before us in the wild. In singing the praises of God, he will sing against him. We prove it. If you feel very unused, really, and turn here to the prize and want to God in mind, but if you feel very depressed, this was a cloud over your mind, and you fear God, try singing the praises of God. Try singing hymn number 9. Awake my soul in joyful flame and sing thy great Redeemer's praise. And go on, where it says, he doth reclaim the songs and make. And see, by the time you get to the end of the hymn, whether you feel better. There's no legality in this. This is something the Lord has provided, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Joy. Obviously, nothing is in your intention and spirit. If you're looking to Jesus, you'll know what joy is. If you're looking away from Him, how do you expect that joy? This is often the cause of the trouble. We take our eye away, look in some other direction, but to look to Jesus. This is the secret. So, you will, I am sure, appreciate that the election demonstrated the subject in a corporate way. There it was. It is one of the most amazing things to read of the choristers going out before the army, praising the Lord. And the enemies were absolutely confounded. Because the Lord did it. So, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I want to now, I want to say just another step. And refer, we have already made reference to our blessed Lord, to refer to the foundation for this joy already that has been made. I have used that passage of exposition that it is His will and we should be shared in this joy. Very beautiful meditation and some wonderful enjoyment. You think that your Savior will share with you. Is joy. Therefore, my peace is His joy, and He gives it to you share. Not all. That is the joy of heaven. It is all the glorified saints sharing His joy. So you can see the divinity of it and the eternity of it. And the heavenly nature of it and the glory of it is joy. Here, this is a wonderful contemplation. It makes an anticipate. Before you go to heaven, you will have foretaste of everything that you will enjoy. Oh, precious. And you'll be able to say with Jacob, this is none other but the house of God. This is the name. I go through this gate is born. And the Lord is dying, and there's no doubt in your spirit what you have the assurance of. And if anyone said to you, how is it then that you will feel this assurance? You would say, because glory is in me, in God. It's commenced already. We wish now with reverence and much love to refer to our beloved Redeemer again. And there are two scriptures that we will name to you in the discourse. So this is in Matthew when the Lord Jesus was baptized. And Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out into the water. And all the heavens were opened unto Him. What did He see? That which the Apostle Paul so amazingly liked as revealed to him and as he was inspired. He saw the joy of it. And though the heavens open, a sea of suffering was before him. despised, rejected men, vanished spoils and splendor. And we give it for our faces from him, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Now, the Emperor of God, that joy was sent before him. He knew that when he had accomplished his priestly work, the fulfillment, he would ascend on high and be enthroned in glory. That is, the Son of God in our nation, manifest Jesus. And so, the heavens were opened unto him. Are they to you, to the preachers? How essential this is in our ministry, that the heavens should be opened unto us. And that in the sacred exercise of their holy office, that there should be this experience in the soul of the people, that they should look up and see the heavens open, and the glory of God is radiating from Jesus standing at the right hand of God. There's nothing comparable. And lo, the Holy Ghost descending upon him in bodily form of the past. The voice of the Father saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. My name for him there, of course, was to show the joy of the death. And it is the revelation of the main secret in Hebrews 12. Oh, for the joy that was set before him, endure the cross, despising the shame, and set down the right hand of majesty on high. Now our Savior had his joy set before him. And he sets it before his dear people, and it is his joy. I pause now just to give you a brief definition of joy. What is it? If we commence even in relation to comparative joy on the earth level, joy, that is the purity and holiness and perfection of joy, cannot be known only in Christ. So this is just named what joy is. Joy is an emotion. God, who so wonderfully made our bodies, he the architect of the human body, and what was made in word it is for human body, body, soul, and spirit. Brilliant brains spend a lifetime on one organ or one section or one system of the human body, specializing in it. When they come to the end of their days, they admit they're only other things. Then you know. The God who made your body gave you emotions. And one of the emotions is joy. Don't you remember Mother of your first embrace? Your newborn babe? What joy really is comparable to that from the earth level? When she had delivered the child, she remembered no more the anguish, the joy that a man is born into the world. Not to see another's face when she first sees her baby. The joy that is radiated to that fountain in the achievement of motherhood. So what is joy? It is an emotion God gives. that is activated. The emotions are there. Thus, joy is an emotion that is activated. What by? Two things. Either the acquisition or the expectation of that that you cherish. And that joy is enough. Now, when you come to this fruit of the Spirit, joy, this is a sweet, holy, heavenly character. It is a grace. It is a sacred fruit that is activated and expanded as you know God in Jesus Christ, as you know His love, as you know His sweet person and the forgiveness of sins, as you have the expectation of glory. And as the Lord answers your prayers, and as He gives you an assurance, so that you have formed in you the expectation of the enjoyment of that which you long for in its consummation. That's joy. It's a wonderful thing to be a happy soul. We are happy souls. I know that we must allow something for sentiment that I can say in the many years of my past work that I have had some very happy souls in the Church of God. Although they have been in trouble at times and walked the path of tribulation, they have radiated a sense of happiness. Wonderful to be a happy soul, and if you know Jesus, you'll be a happy soul, and presently you'll be a happy songster. So the joy of the Lord is your strength. We have therefore given to you, I believe, this definition of joy. Wonderful thing, take that word in John 16. He said to his disciples, and the Lord, that is, the world shall enjoy, but ye shall be sorrowful. That is, my enemies, the world, shall rejoice. They will rejoice when they see me crucified. They will rejoice in that. They will rejoice in my sufferings and that I die. Now rejoice, but ye shall be sorrowful. My agony will be an occasion of sorrow to you. Ah, but present rejoice. Thus, my agony will be an occasion of rejoicing in my enemies. But then he said this, that your sorrow shall be turned into joy. And he didn't say, your sorrow shall be succeeded by joy. He said, your sorrow shall be turned into joy. The only term that expresses that is transmuted. The very sorrow itself will be turned into joy. The occasion of the sorrow will be turned into joy. Oh, what a mingled thing this is in the souls of the Lord's people. How you sorrow that his agony, mourn for him, and in relation to your cruel sins, and yet how you rejoice in his dying love, how you rejoice in his cross, in all of your accomplishments to save you. Therefore, beloved friends, let us join together now in thanking him that in the midst of of grace, and especially in this holy ordinance, he has given us this night a taste of this holy cross, which is a foretaste of a full enjoyment of it. Then we are pure and holy and glorious and completely conformed to his glorious and holy vision for us. Let us thank him that we have tasted this.